not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were strayed like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Whenever I preach on the gospel for this third Sunday of the Easter season, which we call Good Shepherd Sunday, I always remember some words I heard in a sermon on this day, now just shy of 60 years ago. And this is what the preacher said. When in the Holy Scripture, you and I are called sheep, we are not being flattered. When in the Holy Scripture, you and I are called sheep, we are not being flattered. Sheep are apparently, to put it mildly, not the brightest of God's creatures. They're said to be affectionate, but they also get themselves into all kinds of trouble. They're relatively defenseless, and because of all this, they're in constant need of care and protection. In a word, if sheep are even to survive, they need a shepherd. Now, all through Holy Scripture, in both the Old Testament and the New, we find the relationship between God and his people portrayed with the imagery of a shepherd and his sheep. And in the Old Testament, the leaders of God's people are often called shepherds. That imagery meant that these leaders were supposed to be God's under-shepherds, representatives here on earth of the one true shepherd in heaven. The trouble, of course, is that these leaders were, in so many cases, anything but good shepherds. They were, in fact, evil or indifferent shepherds, selfish kings, false prophets and priests, who cared very little about the people, who often exploited them for their selfish ends, and who finally so completely misled them that the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and the people who survived were carried away into captivity in Babylon. But even during that grim Babylonian captivity, the hope still remained that one day a leader would come who would be a good shepherd. And the prophets spoke boldly of a time when God himself would come and himself be the shepherd of his people. As we heard in the Old Testament lesson read this morning, through the prophet Ezekiel, God said, "Behold, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed. And I will bind up the crippled, and I will strengthen the weak." And the prophet Isaiah had said, "The Lord will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead those that are with young." In the gospel for this day, the Lord Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." And he reveals not only his closeness to his sheep, but also his oneness with God the Father. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my own know me. As the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. We remember how King David, the author of that beloved 23rd Psalm, had himself been a shepherd boy who fought with wild beasts to protect his sheep, and of how David killed that champion of Israel's enemies, the giant Goliath. As we sing in one of our hymns, Jesus is great David's greater son. Jesus fought our enemies, sin and death and Satan. And he did that by becoming one with us, his defenseless sheep. Isaiah prophesied that he would be like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is dumb. And so, the one true and eternal shepherd becomes a lamb, the little lamb born of Mary. Dying, he destroys death, and rising from the dead, he overcomes the devouring grave. As the author of the letter to the Hebrews instructs us, the God of peace has brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. The Lord Jesus, who on the night before he was crucified said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. In your baptism and in mine, the Good Shepherd made you and made me a lamb of his own flock, a sheep of his own fold, a sinner of his own redeeming. Because he did, there is nothing to fear. And so we can say with complete certainty, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so as his sheep, you and I place all our trust and hope in this good and gentle and victorious shepherd. We listen to his voice, calling us from our wayward ways into his way of life and of peace. With humility and with patience, we follow where our shepherd leads, wherever that may be, until that day when by his mercy we take our place among that great multitude which no one can number, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb. The holy patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, and all God's saints in life. That heavenly flock of the Good Shepherd, of which St. John, the beloved disciple, exiled on Patmos, wrote, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In our prayers this morning, we especially remember Pastor Roy Coates, who is hospitalized at Johns Hopkins Hospital. We also pray for comfort for the family and friends of Charles Dowdy, who was given Christian burial this past Friday. We also pray that God would comfort the family and friends of our dear sister in Christ, Joyce Gillespie, who fell asleep in the Lord this past Friday evening. Let us stand and pray for the church and for the world. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you have brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. And we pray that hearing his voice, we may follow where he leads, so that as we have been buried with him by baptism into death, we may daily rise with him to newness of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for your holy church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. In mercy, remember your whole church throughout all the world, together with all the shepherds of your flock and all who serve your people. Let the rays of the Sun of Righteousness shine in all earth's darkness, that the whole world may come to know the brightness of his love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember in mercy the President of the United States and the Governor of this state, the Congress and our legislature, and all who are in authority over us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Have mercy upon us and protect us in this time of sickness and death. Forgive us our many and grievous sins, and help us to place our whole trust and confidence in your mercy. Sustain and uphold all doctors and nurses and all who care for the sick and the dying, and protect them in all their work. Prosper the work of those who labor to find a cure for this pestilence, and grant that we may love and care for one another according to your commandment. Lord, in your mercy. By the grace of your Holy Spirit, reveal the risen Lord himself as the shepherd of souls to the sick and the sorrowing, as the comforter of the lonely and the forsaken, and as their staff and stay to those who pass through the valley of the shadow of death. We especially commend to your mercy our brother Roy, and all those for whom our prayers are desired, especially those who mourn the death of Charles and of Joyce. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We also remember before you all those who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, especially Charles and Joyce, and pray that we may be made partakers together with them of your everlasting kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Let us sing hymn 710.